From the podcast capital of the world.
This is The Last Angry Man, a progressive political podcast.
Dennis Kucinich has claimed that Vice President Dick Cheney should be impeached. Impeached because he has failed
to faithfully execute the office of Vice President of the United States, has openly threatened aggression against the Republic of Iran, absent any real threat to the United States.
The podcast capital has done quite some research here to find out what the American people have been told by the general press about the impeachment attempt by Kucinich. We have found very little. Unfortunately, the podcast capital, known for its research and incredible abilities, has found just this.
Absolutely nothing.
On the phone with us, Professor Steele. Professor Steele, what have you found?
Angry? We have gone through reams of paperwork, videotape, and audio tape. We can't find much of anything on this. It's as though it disappeared from the political landscape. It was a congressional vote, a vote that Randy Rhodes heard. Here's a piece of that.
141 members of the House of Representatives want this bill to be taken up and debated. That's pretty freaking amazing. No longer can it be said 74 Republicans voting not to kill it. Damn. There are some Constitution-loving people, and I'm sure there are some Republicans who would like to debate it so that they could make fools out of the Democrats, but bring it on. That's amazing. 76 Republicans now to 68 Democrats voting not to kill an impeachment resolution against the vice president for misleading Congress.
Now, Angry, this was done by Randy Rhodes live in his studio. This is a live broadcast where she's actually watching C-SPAN and the changing of votes from Republicans saying, yes, let's debate the impeachment of Cheney. And this was virtually not in any newscast that night. We don't know why. Angry, here's just a little more, because to me it's quite an important story that was never covered.
Kill the bill. That was the first thing the Democrats did to Dennis Kucinich.
And the press didn't cover this story at all. The impeachment of the vice president, the possible debate about that impeachment. Yet the press wasn't there. I don't understand that.
If you ask me, Angry, it's another case of the Democrats letting us all down again. Back to you, Angry, the podcast capital.
Professor Steele, before you go, I have a question or two. One, why is it that people like Dennis Kucinich, Mike Gravel, even Ron Paul are considered nuts? Why are they considered the people who are crazy when they're the ones who actually have ideas on how to get back our rights, ideas on how to get out of Iraq? What's going on over there?
That's an old question and a good one, too, I'd say,
well,
Angry.
Professor.
The reason here, and this is just professor's opinion, money.
Professor.
Money, and probably the system's a little bit rigged.
Professor,
we saw that
in
the 2000 campaign. We probably saw that again in 2004. The system's rigged, and
Professor,
we all
Steele,
know who the, two candidates are going to be. Probably Hillary Clinton as a nominee. And I think that
Professor
system was
Steele,
rigged a long time ago, no matter what Oprah says. Back to you, Angry.
Again, thank you, Professor. What's going on in Washington? Professor Steele for the podcast Capital News in Washington.
Watching this?
Yes.
Oh, my God, the Republicans just switched their votes. You got 70. They're still doing it. 75 say yes, table. 116 Republicans, yeah, bring it on. Let's bring it on, people.
Well,
they're still switching their votes.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
123 Republicans are voting to debate the impeachment of Dick Cheney today.
I'm being ridiculous here, or is that a big news story? Is that a story or not that we should have heard on the nightly news in the Fourth Estate? The Fourth Estate that doesn't seem to exist anymore. You know, the Fourth Estate, which did a brilliant job in the lead-up to the war in Iraq by reporting absolutely nothing and going along with the administration's claims, all false claims, of why we should be in that war. So, is it worthy of reporting? Is it worthy of our attention to at least hear the story?
I think it is. Dennis Kucinich.
The Vice President is fully aware of the actions taken by the United States towards Iran that are further destabilizing the world, as evidenced by the following. A. The United States has refused to engage in meaningful diplomatic relations with Iran since 2002, rebuffing both bilateral and multilateral offers to dialogue. B. The United States is currently engaged in a military buildup in the Middle East that includes the increased presence of the United States Navy in the waters near Iran, significant United States armed forces in two nations neighboring to Iran. In the last 3 years, the Vice President has repeatedly threatened Iran. The Vice President is legally bound by the United States Constitution to international law that prohibits threats of the use of force. the Vice President's deception upon the citizens and the Congress of the United States that enabled the failed United States invasion of Iraq. Congress isn't doing anything.
There you have it. A story as big as the impeachment of the Vice President, hardly mentioned anywhere in the news. Difficult to even find an article or some videotape of that event. As though it never happened. Fourth Estate, where have they gone? The Democrats and oversight. What has happened to the promise of the 2006 election? I don't know. I can say this, it seems as though they're being blackmailed or scared of something. For some reason, no one is willing to stand up for our rights, to fix our rights that we lost. There just doesn't seem to be anyone in the press or the government willing to stand up for us, Americans, and our rights. Not the Fourth Estate and not the Democrats. What do we have left besides each other, I guess? You watch these debates and you wonder, why is no one asking the questions about the Patriot Act? Questions about restoring our rights that were lost during the early days of the Bush administration, and we continue to lose during the latter days of this administration as well. We must wonder what happened to all the oversight and to the press in this country. I don't have the answer. But nevertheless, this is The Last Angry Man, worried in the podcast capital of the world tonight.